have to say Rav Zayin begin on base. Begin with Tez the Masl, begin with the Gemara, Did the Rav. If you think it's Rav, Kasha Rav the Rav, Batarti, then you actually have a difficulty with Rav in two different points of a contradiction in another teaching of Rav. Because Amar Rav, Rav had said, Mabish, and if it's been Milu Ilchatzah, if you have a Maboy, an alleyway is breached totally into a courtyard, the Nifitzah Chatzah connected, and then behind that courtyard, it's breached behind it, Chatzah Mutaras, the Chatzah is going to be Mutter, and the Maboy is going to be Asr. Tyson explained this whole sugya of this teaching, which started off with the teaching of Rabbi Huda, which he didn't specify if that was the name of Rabbanat, when the Mavai ended into a backyard in Tzarech Klo. So that advice of Rabbi Yisib, it must be Shmuel, because like I tell you, the Masla says, if it's Rav, then it's a contradiction on two points. Because Rav says a very similar type of teaching, but instead of ending into a Rechava, it ends into a Chatzar. And as we had explained, both of them have a wall behind them. And here, the teaching of Rav had said, the chatz is permitted, but the mav is us. So Taiz explains this, that the, as the Taiz the Maskel begins with the words chatz and teres, which the chatz is permitted. Why? Because the b'nei mav is loy astrolah. Let's first understand this teaching of Rav, that the reason why the chatz is permitted is because the people in the mav that ends into it don't make it forbidden. So although you're not allowed to carry, let's say, from the chatz to the mav, comes out that the chatzar is breached to a place that's forbidden to it, still people in the Mabah do not make it forbidden to carry in the chatzar. Why? Because the injury sasam Allah, because they have no right of way into the courtyard. That's on one side. Then on the other side, Rishusram namaliyah, so the people in the Rishusram also do not make it forbidden for the courtyard, even though the chatzar is open to the Rishusram on its backside, they'll have a period to use a master, because it's not a breach more than 10 hours, and therefore have a Pesach, it's considered an opening. An opening doesn't make it forbidden if it's open to some other area, if it's a Pesach. Now, Mavoy also, but then the Gemara says, which these words are not in the Divrei Maskil, but the Mavoy is forbidden. Why? Mishum Pilush. Because it's open. Meaning, Doimed B'Mavoy, because whoever's standing in the alleyway, Rai Rish Hashram connected, he sees Rish Hashram on either side, from the side which is open to the Rish Hashram, and also through the Chatzar, which the Chatzar itself is breached opposite to the Rish Hashram. So, the and what's important is Taisa points out, the Rayashiha Lintas Lakamikam. And he doesn't see, as we said in the previous Taisas, that, oh, you could see either side that, oh, you know what I mean? It's not going straight into the street because it's going into a chatzar, which on either side of the chatzar, there's chatzar. But the one standing in the alleyway doesn't see that. He only sees behind him Rishas Rab and in front of him Rishas Rab. Now, says Taisas, Ubininokat Nifrat Sachatzik Negdai. Now, from the fact that, and this is how the Gemara understands in its question, from the fact that the teaching of Rav says that the wall of the chatzar is breached behind it, so Mashmet sounds like Davka Shnefet Chatzar Kenegdias, and Rashi goes through a lot of discussion too. It sounds like only because the chatzar behind it is breached, oh, so that's why it's going to be us. Why would that make it problematic? It should not become a foolish, because then it's open on the other side to Rishas Rav. But it sounds like, and Avalim Nolay Nefert, so let's say if this that ended into the chatzar, and the chatzar behind it was not breached, afilim lo yirv, then it sounds like even if there was no Erev between the people of the Mavi and the chatzar, it sounds like it would be mutter, would be permitted. Afakav the nifritz ha-mavi b'milu l'chatzar, even though the Mavi is totally breached to the chatzar would not make the Mavi forbidden, even though you're not allowed to carry from the chatzar to the Mavi. Why? Because that this teaching of Rav holds, nir mevachotz b'shavim b'bifim, that you can see something on the outside, even though on the inside you can't, need the Mishum Lechi, a Pesach, it's the Lechi status of a Lechi and a Pesach. So here, since at least on the outside of the Mavi, it's perceived as a Pesach from the Chatzar's point of view, so although from the Mavi itself you don't, that's what's called Nir Mimachutz and Chav Mifnim, and that Rav held that that would be considered as a Pesach, and therefore that's like a Pesach, which is like a wall that separates the Mavi from the Chatzar, and therefore the Mavi would not be forbidden. It's only forbidden because it's like Nir Kama Foolish, because the wall behind the Chatzar is also open to Rosh Hashanah. Now, on Masnitin and the Mishnah, and Rashi brings this up also, later on in this Masech that it talks about when you have small chutz are open to a larger one. The Gedolim Mutas V'Ketan Asura, that the large one's permitted and the small one is Asur. So Taisa has to explain, how does that work out with this opinion and this interpretation of Rav, according to the Gemara's Havamina? So it's not because the smaller one is totally breached into the big one and you don't see it from the inside, because we're saying that, okay, Nirbav Chutz B'Shomayim is still as a Pesach. So that Mukila, Rav would explain that case of that Mishnah is Benechnos and Kaisa Ketan L'Gdayim, where the walls of the smaller chatzar actually open up into the bigger one. So there's no Pesach, not on the inside, not on the outside, because there's the walls going in, so it does not allow it to be, as even on the outside, as a Pesach, because those walls are going in. You cannot see that as a Pesach. Now, Tosha further explains, he says, you cannot say that the Mavi is the Asim Shum foolish, that it's forbidden because it's open to Rishus Ram, like we explained. And Umishum Shanivit Bimaluid, because it's breached totally to the Chatzim, and the fact that you see it on the outside and Zikul on the inside does not make it as a Pesach. V'le'irvu kamar, and we're saying that the people of the Mavi did not have an Eber, the people of the Chatzim, since it's totally breached to the Chatzim, it's forbidden to it. So that's why the Chatzim is making it forbidden on the Mavi to carry over there. And that's the says no. Because the Mekin, if that would be the case, then they should have mentioned that it's breached to a backyard. And that would sound like, oh, what's the problem over here? Because it's open to Rishus on either side. Because who cares if it's Chatz or Rechava then? Because if the point is Mefulish, so it's Mefulish. Then also we would have understood from the fact that it picks a backyard, which have no dwellers over there. But like Nakat Chatzir, and it wouldn't have picked a Chatzir. Machlal, the inference would be, that by a courtyard there would be a different problem, because it did not make an heir of the people with the mob, with the people with the Chatzir, even if it's not the wall behind breach to Rishus Ram, it would be forbidden. But that's what the Gemara is pointing out. From the fact that this teaching of Rav said specifically it's breached to a chatzer, sounds like even the problem about not having done the Eir, the Mavu with the chatzer, the Shaykh b'chatzer, which that would apply technically by a chatzer, that leka that you don't have over here when it's extending the Mavu into that area. And that reason for that is because Rav holds near b'chatzer of them, it's considered like a pencil, and therefore for that itself, the Mavu would not be forbidden. So then why is it forbidden to be the Mavi? Simply because behind that chatzir, that wall is also breached Rishus Ram, and therefore it's considered like a Mavi Mefulish Rishus Ram. So that's what he's explained behind you. That is the Kasha Rav the Rav B'Tarti. That's what the Gemara is pointing out, that you can't say the teaching of Yehuda was the name of Rav, because then you would have a contradiction of Rav on two points. That's what he's explained. Because the Rav Sub, which is pointed out, Rav holds that Nirim B'chutz B'Sham Mevifnim is Nidim Shum Lachir Pesach. It's considered like a side pose, or like an entryway, and therefore a mavi that's breached to a chatzer, but the chatzer extends further out by past the mavi, that the mavi would be va'asa mishum foolish. This that we're saying that's forbidden is because of it's open to the rishus from either side. That's obviously what we're saying from Rav, because it's not a problem because of the chatzer itself. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Sabi, he holds the ain't asa mishum foolish. There's no problem about being open to the Rishus Rabbim. And Benirim and B'chut, B'shut Mevnim, that's because he holds the opposite. If you see it on the outside and it's equal on the inside, you don't see it. Ein anid B'shut Lechi Pesach. It's because of the problem of opening up into the Chatzir, not because of the Polish, because it's not like a Lechem Pesach. Then, so therefore that was the contradiction in Rav. But then the Gemara wanted to reject and said, oh, based on teaching of Rav Sheshes, that he says, oh, it depends, like it says, Asberlach, that I'll explain to you, is Kanshayir, Kanshalayirfu, that it could even be like Rav, and it depends if they made an air with the Utzer or not. Stoich explains like this. The Gemara's words are Azbalach, I'll explain to you. Kanshayirfu, here's where you made an air. What it means to say is, Rav lay asim etamapos. No, it's not true. It's not like we throw an avim. Rav does not say the Mav is forbidden when it's breached to the Chatzah, because now we view it, since it's open to the Chatzah, and the Chatzah itself is open to the Chatzah on the other side, then it looks like it's a Mav and a foolish. No, that's not why. So then we have to explain. So then why did it say Nifritza Chatzah Kenegdai? So, but like, look at Nifritza Chatzah Kenegdai, we didn't say that's open to the Chatzah behind it. El Mishum Shar Yusuf the Chatzah. That wasn't for the Mavi, because the Mavi is not us because of that. It's us because it's breached to the Chatzah. Rather, it's to tell you the permissibility. There's two halachas in this case. Mavi is us, so the Chatzah is permitted. We wanted to tell you a chiddush in the fact that the Chatzah is going to be permitted. That Avag of the Rab Nechnas Lambezu V'Yitz Lambezu, what we call people take a shortcut, because the Rishus Ram is on either side, so people walk through that person's Chatzur to get to the Mavi to get to the Rishus Ram, and that we're telling you still Shari, it's going to be permitted. Of a Mavi Asr? A Fulay Nefer Tzachatzur Kenegdai, be right, the Mavi being forbidden would be even if the Chatzur not breached behind it. Why? Not because of Rishus Ram, but because of Mefulish. Mishum the Nefer Tzbimelur, the Chatzur, the Yiv, was simply because you breached open to the Chatzur and you did not make an Eir. Mesava and Rab hold that near mibachutz, that if you see it on the outside, that not like as we originally thought, rather like Rav Yehuda, and in the Mishum Lechem Pesach, then it's not going to be qualified as a side post, and as an entryway. And therefore, someone who's standing in the chatzar, although he sees it, but since the one in the mabit doesn't see it, so that's not going to qualify as a Pesach, and maybe you need to have an Erev, and since you don't have an Erev, it's going to be Aser. That's how the Gemara explains that it's not a contradiction in Rav. Because the mabit is Aser, because the breach to the chatzar, there was no Erev. You could say Rabbi Yehuda was permitting specifically, but goes to a backyard, where there's no dwellers to make it forbidden. Now, Tesa explains that this is the opinion of Rav. It says that the mabit is forbidden when it's breached to a chatzar, is a bedavka nifetz b'miloy, specifically if it's totally breached, that there is none of the wall left over between the mabit and the chatzar. But says Tesa, but let's say it wasn't totally breached, then shall it be permitted, even though there's no Erev. Why? Keep in the inner gila, since ultimately it's not normal for the people in the chatzar to walk through the mabit, because the amma, like we said, the nifetz, that's totally breached. Mashma deiner gilabai, because it's not normal. There's never usually a wall over there. They don't usually walk over there, and therefore it would not be forbidden unless it's totally breached to the chatzah. Although people in chatzah walk in the mabit, but not in this chatzah, because here there used to be a wall over here. Now, says Teisa Buhad didn't have a muscle minkid, but mabit pasuch lechatzah. So based on what we're saying, we technically also said not parrots. We could have said a mabit that's open into a courtyard, that the asu there would be forbidden to carry in the mabit. Keeping the regular way, because then it would be normal for the people in the chatzar to carry in that mavi. Avagav the lamp of the miller. Then that halacha would be actually, even if it's not totally breached, because since they didn't make an error, so then it'd be forbidden to carry from the chatzar to the mavi. And therefore, since it's breached, you would not be able to carry in the mavi. But however, that you could have said that the mavi is open to the chatzar, now to carry over there. But that's what Tesa says. El inakadachem had we said this case. But then Rav would not be telling us any Kiddush that he's saying that the Chatz is going to be permitted. To Kim the Pesach Gamma, who's into a total opening. The Pshit did last Rav about Machatz Sasa. Obviously, that we're not going to say that the Machatz is a real wall, because if it's a Pesach, it's like a real wall, obviously that wouldn't be a problem. And that's why Rav said that it's Nifritz Lachatz, to tell us the Kiddush that even so, it's not regarding the Mavi Shabbat, but regarding the Chatz Shabbat, it's not going to lose its status as a Chatz. Or even another person says, "La'ev a Muslim can be pesuch lechatzah." No, we cannot have said this as we're entertaining to say that not that it's breached to the chatzah, rather that it's open into the chatzah, that then you wouldn't be able to carry in the mavi, because the avigav the regila by him, because actually in such a case, even though the bnei chatzah are normal to walk into the mavi, actually have a shart, actually would still be permitted to carry into the mavi. Why? Ha'yulah bnei chatzah yeshlam derech lishus rabbalei mavi. Since the people in the chatzah, they have a way to get to the street without going through that alleyway, like we said, because behind them there's rishus ram too. Says, into such a case, it's what's called reforce regarding the attribute, the characteristics of the people of Sodom. That the people in the Mavi, they could force the people in the Chatzar to go to the Rosh Hashanah, not through their alleyway, because the Chatzar is anyways, could go the other way. I mean, with Mishra too, like we say in the Gemara of Mtesimanav, when you have a Chatzar between two Mavois, that we force to do the way that's not going to be problematic on the other Mavi, and therefore Rav had to say a case specifically, Mavi Shanifis Lachatzar, to tell you that then the Mavi is going to be forbidden, because actually if it was Pesuach, then actually would not be forbidden because of Bibul Chatzar, because actually Bibul Chatzar would not have a right away then to go through the Mavi, because they don't have to, and therefore we wouldn't let them to make it forbidden on the people in the Mavi. Beginning, that's next Taisa Dev Masl, that begins the words of the Gemara, Be'irvu, and in the case of what they made an Erev, Kimifu Gibbad Rav Yisim. What's the Machlaik is, that's going to be in the principle of Yisim, which Taisa can explain. Two different approaches, how to learn this sugya. Again, the Gemara had said that according to the Havimina, what we had originally assumed, this actually belongs on the beginning of the next daf, Achasim and Alf, that we had assumed that this that Rabbi Huda said that when the Mavi ends in the Rechava, in a backyard, you don't have to do anything, oh, that must be like Shmuel, which disagrees with Rav, because Rav had said that a Mavi that's breached to a Chatzar, then the Chatzar is breached behind it, that there's a Machlekes, obviously, between these two different teachings regarding if there's both in the case of when they made an Erev with the people of the Chatzar and the Mavi, and when they didn't. In other words, because Rav holds that even when they made an Erev, it's going to be forbidden to carry in the Mavi, because since it's breached to the Chatzar opposite, meaning behind the Chatzar is breached, so it's like a Mefulish, it's straight open from either side to Rosh Hashanah, which Shmuel held is not like Mefulish. And if it's not breached from behind, there also we have machlekes. Rav held is permitted to carry into the mavi, even when you didn't have an erev to chatzar. And Shmuel held no, it would be forbidden to carry in the mavi when you didn't make an erev. The Gemara explains these two cases. So what's different? What's the principle they disagree about regarding these cases of erev and shleirevu? So what a taste of masl is going on is in the case of when they made an erev, their disagreement is in the principle of Yosef, which Rav Yosef had said that we didn't learn this halacha that it's permitted only if it opens up, meaning this halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, only, and this is what Tosfos comes to explain, only if it's opened up to the middle of the rechava, to the backyard. But to the sides of the rechava, then it's going to be asked, which Tosfos explains, the hainu. Kolo le'em to rechava, meaning to say that if this mavoi ends, at the other end, in the middle of this backyard. Now, and there's more, meaning, because there's more walls on the end of, by the rechava, Rabbi Yisuf, Mefarash Mitzvah Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosfos explains the obvious that Rabbi Yisuf is coming to explain this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, of Hadame in Tzarach Klum. Just that he said when it ends in the Rechava, you don't have to do anything of where it meets, but they don't have to make a Lecha Bekara or opens the Rosh Hashanah. It was said in this type of case when it ends in the middle. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, which again, according to the Gemara's Havamin, is like Shmuel. And Rav held the Web, no, that since the Web is standing in the alleyway, you could see the Rosh Hashanah on either side, so it's like Mefulish, and therefore it'd be forbidden. That's the Machlix. And then the Tirutz, the Gemara says that actually, Tosfos explained that the answer that the Gemara had said in the previous stuff, the Kan Beirvu, the Gemara had qualified from Rav Sheshes that he had heard the tradition and the interpretation of Rav, that it depends if over here you made an Erev or if you didn't make an Erev. In other words, that he actually subsequently qualified and said that no, Rav's whole teaching of making the alleyway forbidden is not because it's mefulash, rather because it's the actual dechatzer that makes it forbidden on the mavoi, because of they didn't make an eriv, but when you did make an eriv, it would be permitted. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the mavoi is permitted, is because it's like a case that you made an eriv because it's opened up to the rechava, which has no dwellers to make it forbidden. That's just Tosfos obviously laid true to the mayor of Yisiv. Obviously, they have not ever given that answer in the days of Yisiv, because Rabbi Yisiv is coming to explain the reasoning that why don't you have to do anything according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because the mavi ends in the middle of the rechava. And that's the reason why it's permitted, not because there's an Erev. And for some of Yisiv, Rabbi Yisiv held that the chatz is not going to make the mavi forbidden, because when you have this it's excess from the chatzer, whether it be a lechi or a pesach, the nir mebachot, if it's visible from the outside, l'rav, need the mishum lechi, according to Rav, that's considered like a lechi. Could the sakatar dech meikar, leave the Rav, like I originally had assumed, according to Rav, so since the chatzer has more than the mavoi, of those walls, whoever's in the chatzer sees an opening into the mavoi, so therefore has a lechic status, like a pesach, and therefore that's why it would function well. That says Taisa, Bachanami Daik Rav Yisuf. And actually, this is actually Rav Yisuf's inference. He infers Mimilsud Rav Huna from the teaching of Rav Huna, who Tamidid Rav, that he was a student of Rav, that the Nidim Shalachi, when you could see it from the outside but not from the inside, is considered like a Lachi. There, Rav Yisuf held that Rav did not say it's forbidden. The Mavoi, because they didn't make an Eiv with the Chatzer. No, that's not a reason to make it problematic, because there's a Pesach between the Mavi and the Chatzar. So then the Chatzar is not going to make the Mavi forbidden. Must have been, and this was the Gemara's Havamina, that it was because it's Mefulish, for the other reasoning. That's what Shmuel, that's Rabbi Yehuda's teacher, comes to disagree, and says, no, since the Mavi ends in the middle of the Rechava, so it's like a sealed Mavi. Whereas Ravel, then no, it's considered like, it's open to the Rosh Hashanah, it can be considered as Mefulish. That is the Gemara's explanation of what the Havamina was, that his machlik is between Rav and Shmuel in the case of Irvu, it's in this principle of Rav Yisuf, do we consider it as mefulish or not? Which again, that as Tosfos just pointed out, obviously the interpretation of Rav Sheshes, that it's because of Irv, was not said in the days of Rav Yisuf. Now, that's just Tosfos Achkash, however it's difficult. You cannot say that they're disagreeing about the principle of Yisuf. When you're saying that they disagree in Rav Yisuf, then they're not discussing what Rav Yisuf's primary chiddush was. Behind it, what was Rav Yisuf's chiddush? The aser b'tzid the rechava, that when it ends in the back, the side of the wall itself of the rechava, that was his primary chiddush, that there it's going to be aser, because we knew Rav Yisuf's halacha that it's mutter. He was coming to qualify. It says, oh, it's not always going to be mutter. It's going to be aser when it ends by the together flush with the wall of the chatzer. So how could you say that Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing Rav Yisuf's halacha when they don't disagree with Tzidir Rechav, but their disagreement is in the Emtzer Rechav? Unless it says there's something you could say is, yeah, it's still, why? The Ilav Mils of Rav Yisuf, because if we didn't have this qualification of Rav Yisuf, that they did not disagree in the Tzidir, it's only in the Emtzer. So I mean, I would have said like this. The Pligin Hamim Tzidir Rechav, without him, I would have said, okay, in all cases, they disagree with the when it ends in the Rechava, even if it's the side wall of the Rechava is flush with the walls of the Mavi. And then, Rav Kasha, then we would have had a difficulty. How does Shmuel permit, which essentially he's that opinion, that Rabbi Yehuda permits it even if it ends on the side walls of the Rechava, of the backyard. But that's the case when you have two floors. Why? First of all, that one side is open totally to Rishas Rabban. That's the other end of the Mavoi. But even the other side, which doesn't open up directly into the Rishas Rabban, but Avagav Dinir Mevachot. Now, although you're right that from the outside you do see these external walls of the Chatzar, which is like a Pesach Misim outside, but Amr Shmuel, but Shmuel himself holds the Ein Nidim Mishum Lechi, that it's not qualified as a Lechi. So how could Shmuel permit carrying the Mavoi, which is open on both sides to the Rishas Rab, meaning on one side to Rishas Rab, and the other side there's no Lechi? That's why the Gemara had to bring this qualification of Rabbi Yosef. The Bekala Le'emtzer Rechava Pliga, that no, the Homachlik is only when it ends, this Mavi, the alleyway, into the middle of the backyard. And therefore, it's not considered like as if it's open to the Rishas Ram. Because Allah have a title Eresa, because there's no two floors over here. Because this Mavi does not have the problem of that the Pesach has not seen, the only problem it has is because you don't see the Pesach from the inside. But it's not a foolish Rishas Ram. Because that would be a problem only if it goes with the side wall. Then it looks like, okay, the Mavi continues straight on both sides of Rosh Hashanah. Here you don't have it, only the Emser Rechava. So, yeah, although you don't see the Pesach on the inside, but again, that's what Shmuel permits to go ahead and carry in this Mavi. And says, moreover, Tesis, become the Rav Nami Havakasha. Also, if we didn't have Rabbi Yisim, we would also have a difficulty in Rav. If we didn't mention Rabbi Yisim's qualification, that the Machlik is only when it ends in the middle of the Rechava. Because since Rab holds, not like Shmuel, he holds a Nidim Mishum Lechi. He holds that when you see it on the outside and not on the inside, it is like a Lechi. So my Asa Mishum a foolish. So then, why does Rab say that it's a problem? The way we understand the Havimina. Because it's open on either side to Rishas Rabim. Because logic would have told us that the dependent one on the other. If the Lechi is effective, if it works from the outside, even though you don't see it on the inside, that should help that it should not be considered as if it's a foolish Rishas Rab. That's where we have to bring the teaching of Rav Yisrael, both for Rav and Shmuel, as we just explained, to love Ha B'Hotalya. Then no, it's not dependent one on the other. And actually, the Lechi would not help to curtail the problem about a Mavi that's a foolish Rishas Rab. Because the Bekala Letzidur Chava, because when the Mavi ends on the end back wall of the backyard, it is considered like mefulish, as he says, Asla Kuli Amitz have been according to everyone. A Philamanda Amanin Mishum Lechi, even according to the opinion that holds like Shmuel, that holds like Rav, that it is considered as a Lechi. And by time, what's the reason? Mishum Dem Mefulish, Lemahani Lechi. If it's open to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't help a Lechi, El Rabbi Yehuda. The only one that helps is Rabbi Yehuda, who he says, if you have two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, you can make a Lechi. But no one else holds that it would be effective. And therefore, the whole Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel was only when it's Le'em Shurachaba. According to Shmuel, then it's like Mefulish. According to Rabbi, it's not like Mefulish. But again, we had to bring Rabbi Yisim, because without that, we wouldn't understand clearly, which we are come to explain, that what's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel dependent on. That it's only, we only understand that it's not difficult only with the teaching of Rabbi Yisim. Then Tosfos says, V'hodol Le'mishani Le'el, but then based on what we're saying, that why didn't the Gemara previously answer when it was saying this? A seemingly contradiction between Rabbi Huda and Rav. Why didn't say that Rabbi Huda, that he says that the Mavi doesn't need anything where it connects into the Chatzar? That why couldn't we just say that, yeah, that isn't in the name of Rav? Because Bekala Lamtza, he's talking about where the Mavi ends in the middle of the backyard, and therefore it's not like Mefulish. With the Rav, Bekala Lamtzad. Rav's talking about where it ends on the back wall, where that is like Mefulish. Or you could have said that Kambazek and Negedze. Rav is talking about when the openings are one opposite the other. The composition like in the Yehuda says permitted when it's one not opposite the other, which we talk about these qualifications in the Gemara. So why couldn't that have been the resolution to the difficulty of that how could it be Rav? Well, that's his thesis. The reason why we didn't answer that, the MS tier, it's like, because the Gemara gives the true answer. Because the Harav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes' answer that he says, Kan Yibru, Kan Shal Yibru, Loi Machmas Kasha Tirtz, he didn't give this answer because of the contradiction and, oh, I can find a way to answer it, because you're right, based on that, we could have said these other answers too. Rav told me one way, and you're just talking another way, either because one's Le'emsa, one's Le'atzad, the one's Zekeneged, one's not. No. Ela Kabbalah Hesabiyadi. That was a tradition that he had from Rav, that his prohibition was not because Mefulash, rather because it's breached to the Chatzah, which did not have a neighbor in it. And therefore, that's why the Gemara did not give that answer, but rather give the real answer, because Rav himself was not because Mefulash, it was only because of Nifrit Lechatzah. So this is Kachish Lefarsh Lefishin. This Rashi, everything we said up until now, is a way to explain this sugi according to Rashi. Now this gives a whole different way of understanding this sugi. The Mefarsh re-explains, and again, this is on many different points different than Rashi's interpretation. It says the Rechava de Hacha, this case of Rabbi Yehuda of the backyard, Lehavik Rechava de Perek Sheni. It's not like we mentioned elsewhere in the second page of Chadal and Beis when we talk about the backyard. Because the Hasam says the over there, Mayri be Yisrael and Beis Asayim. There's the Ma where the Rechava is larger than the area of Tusa, and the Lehuk of Ladira, and it was not surrounded for dwelling purposes, and therefore, since it has those two things, those two variables, that be Karmelis. It's actually considered not as a Rosh Hashanah, but rather as a Karmelis, and Ve'emetavim by El Bedalad. That type of Rechav you could only carry within Dalad Amos. That's that Rechav. Of the Rechav, the Hacha Inakim, but the backyard over here is not that case. Dim Kane says the Rebbe, because that would be the case in Habakkuk Labikkah, and essentially you'd be describing our case where the alleyway ends into an open field, which essentially that's what it's considered like, that Karmelis, which requires, we said in the previous stuff, a Tzurusa Pesach. It requires a doorframe. And no one's saying that. Alamayr b'de isbet the urine. We're talking about a Rechava, a backyard that has dwellers. And how do we know this is the Rebbe? The Maflik ben Yerba ben Layerba, from the fact that we differentiate between if the people with the Mavli have an Erev with the people of the Rechava, or whether they don't. It sounds like that there are dwellers over there, that if you don't make it the Erev, then they're going to make it forbidden. And as the Rebbe explains, because the Ligar Machurva, it's not any less than a dilapidated building. Dam Perkadah, that the Gemara says later on the Vayadam and Alv, the Asr, that's forbidden to carry in the alleyway if you don't make an Erev with the people of the Churva. It says to Hezri, Karshik and Rechava, for sure, backyard, just put the Yur and Tvei Machurva, there's more dwellers than the Churva, which is a dilapidated building. And Vahisa Surah, and therefore the Mav would be forbidden. Ilav the Sakatai de Chashta, if not, as the Gemara understands at this point. The suburb Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds near Mimuchutz, neither Mishum Lechi. That if it's visible from the outside, it's going to be qualified as a Lechi, and you have these remnants that are left over from the Rechava, which is kind of like a Lechi, even though you don't see it from inside, you only see it from the Rechava, still that's going to permit the people in the Mavit to carry. Now, the Gemara at this point assumes, the fact that he does not differentiate regarding his permissibility, this that he lets, carrying in the Mavoi when it opens up into the Rechava, Mashmin the Sharbachalin. It sounds like he permits in all types of situations. I feel a colored see the Rechava, even if it opens up to the back wall, it goes straight flush, the walls of the Mavoi, the walls of the backyard. And the Nifritzen, the Gir says, Rechava Kenegdai, and even if the wall behind the backyard is also breached into the Rosh Hashanah, that's the Lo'irvah, and even if they did not make an Erev together, it would still, in all those cases, because he doesn't differentiate to permit carrying in the Mavik. Why? Because you could see the Lechi, again, this is all going into reason interpretation, from the outside. But, moreover, mid the Iri, Rabbi Yehuda ben Ifritzah Kenegdai, what we see is from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda mentions the fact that the Rechava was breached from behind it in its back wall, we had to tell you, oh, that's not a problem. It's not considered as if the mother is open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. Im Kain, if that's the case, did obviously that the holds near that if it's only visible from the outside, even though from the inside it's not, that need the mishum lechi. That's still going to qualify that as a lechi. Why? Because the ilach hashem lechi, if it wouldn't be considered a lechi, amai shar b'kal letzidur chavna, why would it be permitted if it opens up to the back wall of the backyard, which, as Tosfos explains, that it's for sure we're talking about where it's opening up to the back wall, to the wall itself, because the le'emtzer rechava, because it opened up only into the middle of the backyard, pshita lav mafulish. Obviously, it would not be considered as mafulish to the shusharam behind it, because the way the Rebbe understands, from the fact that if it opens up into the middle of the rechava, you see when you get into the backyard that there's a place to go to the right, go to the left, and obviously we know that that's not as if it's going straight into the shusharam. And for that, we would not need Rabbi Yehuda to say that it's not considered mefulish. Rather, it must be told even when it's called Litzid Rechava. And if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nirim Mebuchot would not be considered Lechi, so then if that would be the case, it could tart the Rei, so you would have two flaws. Shetzid Echad Mefulish Ad Rosh Hashanah, because one side of the where it ends in the backyard is open till Rosh Hashanah, Litzid Hashanah Nami, and also the other side, which has the remnants also, he did nir b'chutz, although it's visible from the outside, halachashav lechi. But that's not considered a lechi. And why would that be permitted to if it's open to the mavi? So this mavi is open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. No, rather, what you must say is that most definitely Rav Yehuda holds that even though it's just near mevachutz from the rechava, not from the mavi, still considered as lechi. Oh, v'hashpala have a title raise, and now you don't have two floors. Where although, well, let's say, yeah, one side of the mavi is up to Rosh Hashanah, but on the other side there's a lechi, the chash of lechi mitzad echad, that you have this lechi on one side, which is sufficient. Because I mean, come on, like the Gemara says later on. The Daf Tesman Alf regarding Chatzah Ketana that's breached on Chatzah Gedayla, and you only have on the side of the big one, just like the size of a lechi, that the Gemara tells us, yeah, we can still say Lavid on one of the two sides, and that itself should be sufficient to permit the smaller Chatzah, because you see, it's enough with a lechi on one side. Which Tesman say explain, and based on what we're saying, they were talking about, or the way that we understand, a rechava, a backyard that have dwellers. So the nakar rechava is why we pick specifically this case. It's only because this was the story that actually happened. But you're right. But then chatzah, the same would be to a chatzah, because the way he's understanding rechava is not any different than the chatzah in the sense that there are dwellers that would make it forbidden on the mavi, but that we're saying that it's going to be permitted by the rechava because you have near ben b'chutz. The same thing really would apply according to the re by the chatzah. Additionally, Tesla explains that Avagad Rav Yisrael become Mishmeid Rav Yehuda, although Rav Yisrael's name Rav Yehuda. That a Mavai that ends in the Rechava, Ein Tzarech Klum, he explains, what's it talking about? With the Re's understanding, even if it ends in Tzidi Rechava. Now, the problem is, Rehu Mokul Lola Kaman, but he explains later on that the whole Hatter of the Mavai is Bakal Le'em Tzidi Rechava. It's only if it ends in the middle of the Rechava. Tzidi Rechava Aser, but he says to the contrary, not like the Re is explaining over here. If it ends in the end of Rechava, it's going to be forbidden. And that says the Ri Hahil Shonu, that when he says, "Oh, we didn't learn this Heter when only if it's to the middle of the Mavi," that's Havalafi Amaskana. That's according to the conclusion, as we're going to explain later on. The way ultimately is Rabbi Yehuda's teaching name of Rab. But at this point in the Gemara understands the way the Ri explains, even if it ends in the wall, the end wall, the Tzidi Hamavi. Now, Tzidi explains the next part of the Gemara where Abaya etc. to Rabbi Yisim. Says, oh, this teacher of Yehuda must be like Shmuel. Because like Rav, we said there's two contradictions on Rav. Because the teaching of Rav B'Rabba had said the name of Rav, that the Chatzah, Shenevitza B'Manu L'Chatzah, and the Chatzah behind it is breached. So the Chatzah Mutar is a Mavi Asa. He says that the Chatzah can be permitted, but the Mavi is going to be forbidden. Which Tais explains, but the Hashla Sagadaita, at this point the Gemara understands that the Mavi can be forbidden in two different ways. Sometimes also b'shemit fuller. Sometimes it's also because it's considered open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah, where that's b'kala tzidu chatzah. That's if it's open to the sides of the courtyard, but if it's a connected and it's breached opposite the back wall of the chatzah, so then afilu irvu. Even if they made an eruv together, but still the mabu would be forbidden because it's mefulish Rosh Hashanah on both sides. Now that would only be a problem if it opens up to the tzidu chatzah. No, because the Bekal Emtza, if it ends in the middle of the Chatzah, it's far less than Mishum Pilish. Again, it's all going with the Re's understanding. That wouldn't be a reason to understand because it's open, because you can recognize once you get into the Chatzah that this is not a Rosh Hashanah. It's only open to a Chatzah, which then opens up to Rosh Hashanah. So, and the Re comes to explain now that you have to say this in the opinion of Rav, that sometimes there would be a problem because of a foolish, this is based on the Gemara and at this point, because Rav's words are that the back wall of the chatzah is breached right behind it. Which, what's that for? That's obviously coming to tell us because, oh, that'll make a problem that the mob is considered a foolish, l'shus ram on both sides. Now, but additionally, also, b'asa b'shalayir, for that case is that the mob is going to be forbidden when they don't make an eruv together. That would be afilu b'kol lemtzah. That would be a problem even if it opens up into the middle of the chatzah. But like if it's a chatzah connected, and even if the back wall of the chatzah is not breached behind it, where it's not a problem about mefulish, but you're still going to have a problem because they didn't make an eruv, and the people in the chatzah are going to make it forbidden on the people in the mavi. That's also, says the Re, inherent in the words of Rav, from the fact that Rav said that the mavi is breached totally. That's the word bimilui to the chatzah. Now, why do you have to say bimilui? It sounds like that there's a case that the mavi is a problem when it's because it's breached totally to the chatzah. The Hainu, what case is that? When they don't make an eruv together. And that's even without the back wall of the chatzar being breached, because it has nothing to do with mafulish. Because as Dari explains, because if you would think to say is talking about when the back wall of the chatzar is breached, and yet, but even though you made an eruv, and that, yeah, the problem is going to be because of mafulish, then might you have a nifritz b'malui? Then why would you have to say that it's totally breached to the chatzar? You know what I mean? Even if the mav is not totally breached to the chatzar, it'd still be a problem because it looks like it's open on both sides, so there's shasarabim. Because when you go through the chatzar, it looks like it's a continuation, goes straight into the shasarabim. That would be even if you have some of the walls of mav left over. And the lechi would not be effective. But they could throw a pesach, so you have a door frame, because it's mafulish shasarabim, which needs to throw a pesach. So why did Rav say shenifetz b'maloi? I have to say the other case that he's discussing, even when it's not nifetz al-chatz connected, then the mob is going to be problematic simply because they did not make an erev with the people of the chatz. Boyd also tasted proves medinokid chatz. The fact that Rav picked the case of a court below nokid karf, if he didn't pick just an enclosed area, the less, but the urine that doesn't have dwellers, mashmet salzik, b'shem diurin shebachatz b'namalasa, that he's also coming to talk about a case that's problematic, also not just because of my foolish, but also because of the dwellers. But more, but Taisi says the Eloi also Mishum Pilush that if you would think that the only one problem Rav has is because of that it's open to the Rishus Ram on both sides, then Rav should have said Mavish and Ebrets Bimelu Letzidei Chatzar, if the Mav is breached in its totality to the sides of the Chatzar, because that would be explained that the Mav is not becoming a foolish only if, as the reholds, only if it's open to the Tzidei Chatzar. In fact, that it doesn't say Tzidei HaChatzar, sounds like no, they would call them to Namimari, that there is a case he's discussing that the Mavitz can be a problem even when it opens up to the middle of the Chatzar. Now, why would that be? I thought it's only a problem when it's the Tzidei HaChatzar. Ah, Vasim Hashem Deleivru. That would be a problem because they didn't make an Eruv. And Tesla tells us that the Saber, the Rav holds, Nir Mimachutz V'Shavim Mivifnim, if it's visible on the outside, but it's equal on the inside, this is the opposite of how Rashi explains the different opinion of Rabbi Huda and Rav. Here, the Re explains that Rabbi Huda holds it is, but Rav would hold that it does not qualify as like a lechi. And therefore, when they did not make an Erev, the Chatzar is going to make the Mavi forbidden, even though you have those remnants of the Chatzar, which is near Mibachutz, which is like a lechi, it's not going to permit the people in the Mavi, because a near Mibachutz is not qualified as a lechi. Now, so it says to me, however, but when it is breached to the sides of the chatzar, because it's considered mafulish to Rishus Rabban, even though there are on the other side these gifufei, which are near mibachutz of the mavli, from that point, says Taisus, he cannot prove from the fact that the sabbat that he would hold, the Rav, the inanid b'shem lechi, that it wouldn't qualify as a lechi. Meaning, even though in that case, when it's Tzidei HaChatzar, that you still have on the other side Gifufei, and still he's not permitting the Mavi that way. So it says, no, from that point itself, you would not be able to prove the Rav holds that Nir B'Mechutz is not qualified as a Lechi. Because I feel it need Mishum Lechi, because it says, even if you would hold that it would have a Halacha as a Lechi, but still, that still have a Mefulish. It still would be a problem of being Mefulish. Why? Because Rav Yosef also b'tzidi rechav l'kulam. Rav Yosef says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to carry in the mavai according to everyone when it's breached to the sides of rechava. Even according to the one who holds that it functions as a lechi because it still looks like it's open on both sides of Rishas Rav. But that's what Tesis coming to say from the fact that Rav says it's forbidden in the mavai when it opens up. And Tesis proved that it's talking about even the case when it opens up to the middle of the rechava. When they didn't make an error, that from there you can prove that Nir Mavachut is not going to qualify as a lechi. And that's why Bais Rav Yisim, that this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda must be like Shmuel, because it was like Rav, you would have a difficult Ben Rav in 2 points. Because Rav holds, Rav Yehuda holds, according to the Re, that Nir Mavachut is like a lechi, and this lechi is effective when the Mavi ends in the Chatzah, when they didn't make an error, that the Chatzah is not going to make it forbidden on the Mavi. And when it ends to the sides of the Rechava, and then it's breached from behind it, then he holds that it's not going to be considered as a Mefulish, whereas Rav holds that a Mavi that ends into a Chatzah that did not make an Erev, the Chatzah is going to make it problematic on the Mavi, because Nir Mavachutz is not going to qualify like a Lechi, and therefore when the Mavi ends to the Tzidei Chatzah, because that's the case that the Re holds is the one that's problematic for Mefulish, and it's breached the wall behind the Chatzah, then the Mavi is going to be forbidden because Mefulish is Rav, because the lechi is not going to work and function for the mother. Now, then the Gemara had answered and says, yes, but based on what Rav Shesha said, then I can tell you that which Tosfos comes to explains, the Rav namele kasha. The Gemara says, no, it's not a difficulty, even though both teachings are like Rav. Because kan be irvu. Here, Rabbi Huda's teaching, he's talking about when there's an eruv between the people of the Rechava and the people of the Mavi, meaning that they're not going to make it forbidden on the Mavi, where Rav said it's forbidden to carry in the Rechava, he's talking about when they did not make an eruv together. So Tosfos explaining Pirish, had Rabbi Yehuda, this teaching of Rabbi Huda, that says that when it ends in Rechava, you don't have to do anything, that's talking about B'kodol Emtza, when it ends in the middle of the backyard, like Rabbi Yisrael explains. And therefore, the mother is not going to be considered as a foolish Rosh Hashanah, even though the backyard is breached behind it. Whereas this, that Rav said that when it's a mother, and if it's a chatzar connected, the mother is going to be usher, that's when it ends on the tzidehir chatzar. And this is again how Tosfos explained for the Ri, and therefore that is considered like a mother, it's a foolish Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos says that Avagav de Lemaflik Bishar Yusolo, Rabbi Yehuda himself does not differentiate regarding his permissibility. It doesn't explain that specifically when it opens up into the middle of the backyard that you don't need anything. And that says Tosfos ain't lachish. That's not a concern. They keep it the Tavai Milsa the Rav, since as the Gemara's conclusion is that both of these teachings, that of the Rabbami's teaching of Rabbi Yisrael and this of Rabbi Yehuda's teaching in the name of Rav, they're both from Rav. So Masha Sasim Khan, just that it doesn't specify over here, is Pirish Khan, it explains over here, and since Rav already had said that a Mabrish Nibbitz Lachatz is going to be Asr, doesn't have to explain that this that he's permitting over here must mean when it's called Lem Tzachatz, because when he says it's forbidden, is when it's Litzideh Chatzr. Vayd Morva says the Rav, even the Sabah Rav, since Rav holds near Mimuchatz Lahab Alechi, that even if you see it on the outside, but it's equal Nitzah Nagwek to Alechi, so the Chash Lafarish, the Rav Yudim is not concerned to explain that when do you not need anything, the Arab called Lem Tzachatz is when it ends into the middle of the background. Because the Rekolim on the top, because, of course, if it ends on the back wall of the Chatzah, have a title of we would know that it would be a problem, because there's two flaws. One side is open to Rosh Hashanah. The other side, even though that there's some of the back walls are still there of the Chatzah, but that's like a Tereza Lechi, because only seen from the outside. So then you would know that, obviously, when it ends on the end wall, it would be forbidden. So the Rav Yisrael did not have to explain that this that is permitting is specifically when it ends in the middle of the Rechava and not the Tzidi Rechava. Tishan Tez explains, although Rabbi Yisrael holds near Mavachot, Nidim Mishum Lech, Rabbi Yisrael himself holds that when you see it from the outside, it does qualify as a Lech. Like he himself infers from the teaching of Rav Huna, and therefore, Rabbi Yisrael could have explained the teaching of Rav Huda that even the Mavi ends in the Rechava when you did not make an Erev, that still the Rechava is not going to make it forbidden on the Mavi because there is a Lechi. Still, he explains the teaching of Rabbi Huda when they did make an Erev. Why? Since there was two teachings that Rabbi Yisrael said on the open name of Rabbi Huda. The first one, he said over the name of Rav, but near the Rabbi Yisrael, so there it seems Rabbi Yisrael, that seemed not have Shmid Rav, that the last halacha was also the name of Rav. Although it unspecified, Rabbi Yisrael said this teaching. And he didn't say who in whose name he's saying it. And the Rabbi Yisrael also said over unspecified name Rabbi Yehuda. But still, it appeared to him that this was also part of the teaching of Rav. And Rav himself holds that no, it does not qualify as a lach. So it comes out that if the people of the backyard had not made an air, but the people of the Mavi, then the backyard would make a forbidden on the Mavi. If Rav Yisrael explains, Allah Rabbi Yehuda must be talking about when the people of the backyard made an air with the people of the Mavi. That was the conclusion according to the Gemara's answer. Now, what Tosfos comes to explain right now is, according to Rashi interpretation, according to what the Havimina was, that Rabbi Huda was disagreeing with Rav, that Rabbi Huda was talking about when it ends in the middle of the backyard. Tosfos had asked on Rashi, so what do you mean when you're saying that the pligi b'di Rabbi Yosef, when in the case of Irvu, Rabbi Yosef is chiddush coming to say regarding the tzidi rechava it's going to be awesome. Rabbi Huda and Rav, you're saying I disagree regarding emtzah rechava. That's not due to Rabbi Yosef per se. That's Tosfos. Now based on the reason interpretation, that Rabbi Huda that permits is even when the Mavi ends, but the Tzidur Rechava Aser Shabbat, now it makes sense. The Kamifel Gibbet Masha, but Rabbi Yisrael Chadish, I actually come and disagree in Rabbi Yisrael's Chiddush, that when the Mavi ends in the Tzidur Rechava, then I'll carry over there, Rabbi Huda disagrees, or Rabbi Yisrael permits to carry over there, and Rav, like Rabbi Yisrael. Now, however, Tosfos comes to explain for Rashi, that Amir Rabbeinu Chanan, however, Rabbeinu Chanan, who he explains like Rashi, that Rabbi Huda and Rav actually disagree when the mobi is ends in the middle of the rechava, he miyash, he explains. Dasa shaper, the komifli with Rabbi Yisrael. That does make sense when the Gemara explains that they're disagreeing in Rabbi Yisrael. Why? Because Rabbi Huda sharia filazek and negidzeh. Because Rabbi Huda, he permits it when we're saying, when it's called l'emtze rechava, even when the breach of the back wall of the rechava is directly opposite the opening of the mavi to the rishus rab, which is Rabbi Yisrael. That's like Rabbi Yisrael. The Rav, because Rav Yisrael doesn't differentiate, it just says kol emtzer chava. Whereas the Rav, who says yinalaru, is kerava. The boy is actually like a negative. The Gemara tells later on he requires when they're not facing each other. So in other words, Rav Nachmanel explains Rav Yisrael disagrees on Rabba, and not like one could read it. The Rav is just qualifying Rav Yisrael, and he permits to carry in the mavo that ends in the middle of the rechava, even if it's breached zek and negedzeh. And Tosfos proves this. He says, because l'kamon namanashma, the Gemara later on also sounds like the Rabba polagad Rav Yisrael. The Rabba disagrees with Rav Yisrael. Because the part of the Gemara asks, in the middle of the discussion, says, and the Rabba dama zek and negedzeh asr, and according to Rabba, it says zek and negedzeh asr. What are you going to say? Oh, that sounds like you're only asking a Rabba. But that Rav Yisrael himself does not require it to be zek and negedzeh. And that's the machlekes, that is the machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rab, in this teaching of Rav Yisrael. But just Tosfos says, regarding this interpretation, me, however, if that's the case, Havalel name, and the Gemara should have said, not the B'di Rav Yisrael plegi, but rather the Rabba B'di Rav Yisrael. The difference between them, of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, is this machlokes of Rabba and Rabbi Yisrael, where Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yisrael, that even Zekun Negedzeh is giving me mutter, and Rav holds like Rabba, where that has to be Zeshun Lekun Negedzeh. And the fact that it's plegi B'di Rav Yisrael, that sounds like the Indah Chiddush that Rabbi Yisrael says, which is of the Kol Atid Rechav is going to be Asr, which is really the way Tosfos explained, that Rabbi Yehuda comes to permit it, even to call it Zedru Chava, and Rav says, that's going to be awesome. So, Tosfos told us two different approaches in this sugya. Rashi explained that Rabbi Yehuda is talking by a mavoi that ends in the middle of the backyard, where there's no dwellers. This is all according to Rashi. And the mavoi does not become forbidden because the mavoi are foolish. Now, if the mavoi ended in the chatzar, which have dwellers, and you did not make an erev, then it would be forbidden to carry over there, even when the back of the chatzar is not breached, because the chatzar makes it forbidden on the mavi. And the lechi, or the opening that you see from the outside, is not considered as a lechi. And the Gemara in the Havamin of thought that Rab holds the opposite, that a mavi becomes forbidden because of a foolish. And if the chatzar was not breached in the back wall, the chatzar actually would not make it forbidden on the mavi, because a lechi that you do see from the outside is considered a lechi. That's all according to Rashi. Now, the Gemara's conclusion is that also Rav also does not make a forbidden because of a foolish one, because they didn't make a neiruv. And that a lechi that you see from the outside is not considered a lechi. And Rabbi Nachman also explains it, Rashi. It's just that he explains according to the Havamin of the Gemara, the Rav Yehuda, that they're disagreeing about when the chatzar is breached in its back wall, their machlekes is that considered like mefulish or lishos ramanat, that their machlekes is specifically when the breaches were zek and negedzeh. If Yehuda holds that that's not considered mefulish, because it's opens up into the middle of the backyard. Rav holds that it is considered a problem as mafolish, which is also machlekes Rabbi Yisrael and Rabba. Now, Tosfos explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mavoi that ends in the rechava that have dwellers. That's the case of the way the Ri explains it. And the Havamina is that Rabbi Yehuda permits to carry the mavoi in all situations, even when it ends in the tzid rechava, and the back of the rechava is breached to the Rosh Hasharab. Even though they didn't make an erev, still the chatz is not going to make a problem for the mavi, because he holds lecha near mevuchotz is considered lechi, and therefore the mavi is not considered as mefulish, even when it ends in the tzidi rechava, whereas Rav holds the opposite. That when it ends by the tzidi of the rechava, and the back of the chatzar is breached, it would be a problem as mefulish, even if they made an erev, it would still be a problem. When it ends in the middle of the backyard, then even when the back of the chatzar is not breached, it would be forbidden if you did not make an erev, because the near mevuchutz, according to this interpretation of the Ri, according to Rav, is not considered lechi, and therefore the chatzar would make the mavi forbidden. According to the Gemara's conclusion, Rabbi Yehuda also says his halacha in the name of Rav, and therefore whatever he permitted was only when you make an erev, that a chatzar does not make the mavi forbidden, but if you did not make an erev, it would be forbidden, because actually near mevuchutz would not be considered as a lechi. According to that conclusion, Rabbi Yehuda permits only a mavi that ends into the middle of the rechava, but when it ends in the tzid rechava, then actually it would be a problem where it would be considered as it's mefulish to Rishus HaRab.